Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Help I Sexted My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life. What's up with you?
You just made me laugh already.
Answering your 21st century questions and finding solutions to those everyday dilemmas. Like, should you introduce yourself to your waiter? Yeah, when they say, hey, I'm Bryony.
You've just been to America, of course.
I have. Yes. We'll talk about this soon. Do you go, hey, Bryony, I'm Jordan.
Yeah, I get the smile. I don't see why you can't.
I always crack the same joke as well. And they go, any allergies? And I'm like, cats. Nobody ever laughs. And how do you break up with your therapist? Oh, God. Are you sure you're okay? I'm a bit worried about producer Ben, but we'll get on to this
in a minute.
And what should you do if you've accidentally sexted your boss? But we're not usual agony ants, are we, William Hansen, the UK's lead netiquette expert?
No, we're not, Jordan North, radio and television presenter. I'm more debonair, you're more debonums.
No, formerly no longer with us.
Yeah, close.
My mum used to work at Debenhams.
I think it's online only, actually, now.
My aftershave that I wear now was first bought for me from Debenhams.
Was it? The BV one?
BB?
BV. Bottega Veneta.
Yeah, they discontinued it.
Oh.
So I had to get, like, 2 bottles overpriced online. But anyway.
Gosh, how do you live?
I know. Let's have a G&D.
Let's toast. I think we should toast the citizens of Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
For giving you such a nice welcome. All I know from you, from a very brief text, and we'll go into this in detail in a minute, is that you had a lovely time and you thought it was a great city.
It's great. The people there are so great. It's like the Manchester of America, I think. So, you know, like London's New York.
Yes.
Chicago's the Manchester's. It's a bit friendlier, a bit cheaper.
Do you prefer it to New York? I appreciate you probably have spent slightly longer in New York.
They're both quite different, but I think they're on par with each other.
Because New York for me was... How diplomatic.
New York for me was like something I always wanted to do.
Yes.
But yeah, Chicago was great. It was. I've got loads to tell you.
Well, to the city of Chicago.
To the city of Chicago. Thank you. And to Dan and Jordan, my friends that are out there.
Yes, Essex, Ipswich, Dan. Yeah. How were they?
Great. I was saying, like, obviously he's been out there 10 years now. He's got an apartment, he's got a kid and everything like that. So I met his kid for the first time. And... like, he was saying lots
and
of...
And what was the child's name? Because you didn't know it last week.
Freddie. Yeah.
Okay.
And he was saying lots of Americanisms, like, okay, we'll go out. He's like, we'll go out. I'll just go and get the stroller. I was like, pram, but didn't say anything. I was like, what do you want me to do with this? He went, oh, don't worry, mate. I'll put it in the trash. I was like,
right. Is he from Australia?
It's the bin. He's from Colchester.
From Colchester?
Yeah. What was the other thing he said? He was, like, getting the stroller, and he was going, shout, babe, have you packed the diapers? I was like, right, I'm not going to say it. But then when he said sidewalk, I was like, damn, it's the pavement. It'll always be the pavement. It'll never be the...
Yeah, but when in Rome...
Yeah, I know. But yeah, it was
great.
Bless
you, you've stolen my act.
As always, if you need our help with something, then we'd love it if you got in touch. You can send your tales of trepidation to help@sextedmyboss.com. Or you can tweet us or send us a message on Instagram @sexandmyboss. Or you can write to William Hansen, who promises a handwritten reply in his own letter paper. The address is on the website, sextedmyboss.com.
So, the big question that all the G&D divas will be asking, I'm asking it about Chicago. Mm-hmm. Did you do the architecture riverboat tour?
No. Everybody told us
to do it,
but I just walked down the river.
Right.
Should I have done that?
I think you've missed out, but it's something to do next time.
Bollocks, because somebody else at work says, I can't believe you didn't do that. But we did the River Walk. Did you do the River Walk?
Well, yeah, when we were last in Chicago, it was December, and it was minus 15. So we were outside for very short periods of time.
Everybody said to me as well, don't go in the winter. It's the work, because it's so cold.
Yes.
Oh, I feel like I've missed out on that, because the buildings are amazing. It's like the New York skyline, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, stunning. Beautiful architecture. And isn't the river blue?
God, that's my... I always said I'd never turn into my dad, but basically we walked down the river, seen the price for the boat tour, and I was like, well, we've seen half of it. I'm not paying them prices.
Yes, but it can take you all in all the, you know, knicky-knacky news.
Darn it! I knew I should have done that. You're like the third person that said that to me.
As if I told you last week to do it.
But I loved the food out there.
How was the deep dish? Did you have it?
Oh, God, it was so good.
Really? Do you prefer it to normal pizza?
As a treat, yeah. It was okay. Like cake, though, isn't it?
It's deep.
It's cake. I'm on salads all this week. Well,
are
healthy,
you?
Healthy teas, but yeah. And for breakfast, I'd get breakfast every morning, then have a dessert with it.
Oh, the pancakes
you're
or
like,
something.
Oh, yeah. God. You're like this going, oh, God, the portions out here are massive. Can't eat another thing. And they're like, hey, do you guys want some pancakes? Like, yeah, go on then. Why not? Why not?
Well, you're looking very well on it.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
And rested?
Feel good,
nice
yeah.
Change of scenery?
Yeah, it was good. It's a great city.
McDonald's University, did we go?
Oh, no, I forgot the McDonald's headquarters were there. And Boeing.
Great.
Yeah.
Something for everyone.
The flight was good as well.
Any G&Divas on the aircraft?
Not this time.
Oh, there normally is
Yeah,
on
there
that
normally
route.
Is.
Yeah, I've had a few.
Yeah,
on
there normally is. But I was a bit embarrassed. So have you seen Bros? I watched Bros, but as they were serving the meal.
Oh.
And there's a lot of shagging in Bros.
Yes.
So it felt like the time my dad walked in on me watching porn, it was a bit of a flashback. I was like, trying to... Yeah, that's...
Were you in... Were you
gin
in...
and tonic, yeah. Is it Slimline? Oh, it don't matter, I love that one. It's fine. I'm going to Chicago. I was like, trying to get it off. And then fast forward, like, 3 hours later, I watched... Go on, what were you going to say?
No, 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 no. You carry on.
I was watching The Sun with Hugh Jackman.
Okay.
And this is great service for you. I'll never hear about
it. I've never seen that. What's that about?
It's absolutely heartbreaking, okay. Harrowing, but it didn't make me want a Subway. Don't worry.
What?
Because the other harrowing film I watched on the plane.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. It's a bit of an in-joke, Gene Davis. But this year, I'll never hear a bad thing said about British Airways. So I was watching The Sun, and I'm scriking, proper scriking.
I'm sorry, is this another Northern Dictionary?
Crying.
Striking.
We've talked about this before.
We have not ever heard striking.
I want to say it's a Burnley word for crying, but I'm scared all the comments are like, no, it's not. We've never called it egg round pan. I've lived in Burnley 40-odd years. Whatever. Sorry, I think it was just my family that called it. It made me question myself that. I was texting our Lee going, Grandma used to call it egg round pan, didn't she? He was like, yeah, yeah.
Yes, but do you ever think... Yeah, but your grandmother and indeed your family, remember, and I don't want to break... I want to just... I'm saying this with love, are not representative of the entirety of Burnley.
No, that's true. But anyway, it turns out it's just a North family thing. I was texting everyone going, it's egg round pan, isn't it? Anyway.
I love egg round pan. We now call it egg round pan in our house.
Watching The Sun, it was heartbreaking. I cried from start to finish. And halfway through, he brought me a little tissue.
Oh.
To wipe my tears.
Did he bring you on for Bros as well?
But yeah, it was really good. I've got you some gifts.
Oh, you actually have got me some gifts from a holiday.
So I know you've got a sweet tooth and you like American chocolate.
Oh my God, this is not...
I've got you some Reese's miniatures.
John, they're open.
Yeah, so what happened was... I missed breakfast because I slept through it. So I opened some with my coffee and knew you won't mind. So
there's hardly any in there now.
I've had a few. Ben.
Right, thank you.
Courtesy of BA, I've got you some shortbread. From the plate.
So, gosh, you're all heart.
So, excuse me.
What?
I've got your gift.
Thank you. But you've opened the gift.
I was hungry, I missed breakfast. Ben, some shortbread there for the pal. There you go.
Oh, dropped on the floor. They're broken now.
Sorry, I opened them.
Are you taking them back from me?
No, well, I'll take a few, but these... By the way, if you're into Reese's... You like Reese's, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah, if you're into Reese's like William and I, definitely get the dark chocolate ones. Have you had dark chocolate ones
I've
before?
Never had the dark
That's
chocolate.
Why I got them, yeah. I'm sorry I opened them.
It's okay. I'll have one later after I've had some other food.
Okay, so there you go.
Much appreciated.
Where's your shortbread? You got that. Thank you.
Thanks, Jordan.
There you go.
That's nice. Yeah. What was your favourite bit then in Chicago? If you had to pick one thing.
The River Walk was good. Mm. And that Saturday I went to meet my friends.
Yes.
And they had like, near where they were, there's like a street festival, which no tourists would have known about. And it's like, it was like in the suburbs of Chicago.
Can I ask which suburb they live in?
Chicago.
Right.
So it was really good. That was Saturday was a really good day. And then we went out and they showed us like where they go drinking and stuff like that. So that was a really good day. Riverwalk was good.
This is a throwback to like series two of our podcast.
Cheap Pan Pizza was good.
Can you remember my friend George did us Debonair chocolates? He was a chocolatier. They now live in Chicago.
Is that the sous vide? The guy who introduced you to sous vide?
Well, that was James, technically his husband. But yes, it's the same couple. But yeah, that's why I was asking about suburbs, because I thought maybe they're neighbours.
Maybe they are. Yeah, maybe they are.
And nice weather?
Yeah, it rained a lot.
Oh.
It was a shitty, pretty much pissed down all weekend.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah.
Well, never mind.
But it was great, and it was really nice. And oh, I did an all-you-can-eat buffet on Sunday as well.
Okay.
That was good.
Nice.
Yeah, they had to roll me out of there.
Okay, lovely.
I mean, if I go to an all-you-can-eat buffet...
Was this where you were staying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I go to an all-you-can-eat buffet, I am going.
It's not really an all-you-can-eat buffet where you were staying, darling.
It was a Mother's Day one.
Oh, okay.
But I wasn't with my mother, but no. I ate as if she was there. I was eating for two. Jesus. I was like, yeah. If it's a buffet, I am going all in. I'm still got indigestion from it now, 3 days later.
Do you?
How's your week been? What have you been up to? How's London?
London's fine, but I've been in the Highlands.
Have you?
Yes.
E-8.
I think it's a little bit more Glasgow, that accent. But
what have you been doing in the Highlands?
I sing our friends Ella and Josh.
Oh, okay.
Yes, they have a house up there, so we went to go and stay.
How did you get up there?
Did I
fly?
Yes, I flew to Inverness and then Josh drove us 3 hours, God bless him.
Jesus!
Yeah, it's a long way to go.
He did a six-hour round trip?
Mm.
And then back as well.
Yeah, but he's Canadian. So again, like a 3 hour drive for them, a bit like in America, it's like going to the shops.
I know, I've seen. Are you watching Race Across the World?
No.
They do a lot of travelling in Canada.
Yeah.
Okay. So how was it? Did you see the Loch Ness?
We were near Loch Ness, but we didn't see Nessie, or indeed, we saw the River Ness when we were in Inverness. But we did just lots of sort of exploring the local area, a bit of chill time. And this is the question off the back of my Highlands trip. I have a question for you. And I never thought I'd ask you this.
Oh, really?
Should I get a PlayStation? They got me into Hogwarts Legacy.
Oh, for God's sake.
And I found myself asking to go to Hogwarts on several occasions.
What's Hogwarts Legacy?
It's sort of a game, and it's set sort of 200 years or so before the Harry Potter books.
Never thought you'd ask me if you should get a PlayStation.
And you just sort of mince around casting spells and sort of finding thestrals and things like that. And it was good fun.
Which proves my point. I do think there's a video game for everyone.
Yes. Well, that might be it. Because they've built... I mean, it's beautiful for those that play Hogwarts Legacy, you know what I mean, but they've done a really nice job. And if you grew up with the Harry Potter books and you just are running around Hogwarts and exploring this corridor, it just gives you that ability to do that. But I worry I don't have the time for it.
No, really. I was just going to say, the reason why I don't have a PlayStation is I always think, I used to game when I was younger, used to play FIFA at uni and stuff like that, but I always think I could be doing something else. Gamers listening, we're not game shaming or anything like that.
Game shaming.
My brothers and a lot of my friends are gamers and stuff, but I always feel like when I was playing PlayStation, Xbox, I wasn't reading as much and stuff. So I always think there's something else you could do, but each to their own. My brother loves playing FIFA.
Yes, mine does. And he does Football Manager.
Yeah, Footy Manager. And I had a mate who used to be Footy Manager and used to like wear proper manager coat and stuff in it.
That's a bit sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to name him, but I won't, because I've not seen him for years. But, like, Ryan still plays now, and he's, like, 35, 36.
Gosh.
And his wife is, like...
I'm sure she loves that.
His wife's, like, right, if you're good, like a teenage boy, if you clean your room and stuff, you can have an hour of FIFA today. So I always think...
It's rationed.
Mikey could use it as a bit of a bribe for you.
Right, yeah. Well, Mikey was like, oh, yeah, we can play... Crash Bandicoot.
Oh yeah.
I was like, no, I'm not playing any other games if I get this. I'm just going to play Hogwarts Legacy. You can play all your Grand Theft whatevers.
Grand Theft Auto.
I'm not sitting there on Call of Nature.
Call of Nature?
Yeah, well, the
Call
army,
of Duty.
Call of Duty. That's the one.
Call of Duty game.
I actually just got myself an Xbox.
You got what?
Ben just bought himself an Xbox.
Also, how camp was that? Wait, I've got...
Turned
into
a dog.
Xbox. We're
all bloody going on all these holidays.
We got an Xbox.
Well, let's come on to producer Ben, and we're going to allow Ben to slide up something. No, let's not come on to you in that way. Let's come on to discuss.
I'm a bit worried about Ben.
I'm worried about Ben. But turn your microphone on, please. You can do this now.
It says a lot about the Highlands, though, that you played PlayStation for most of it.
Well, no.
Which goes back to my theory, once you've seen a hill, you've seen them all.
I mean, I think that's very unfair. The scenery is unparalleled. It's beautiful. We did lovely boat tours. We saw a porpoise.
Who?
A porpoise.
Did you give him some money? or her? What's a porpoise?
It's a type of dolphin.
In Scotland?
Yes. We were so far north, Jordan.
Stranraer? It's Peter K. Jones. In Scotland? Do they have dolphins in Scotland?
Yes. Seals. Mikey did a loch swim.
He went swimming in the loch?
Yes, with Ella.
He likes to swim, does Mikey, doesn't he?
He does, yes. I mean, he was very butch and manly getting in the loch.
I know when we went to France, me and Mikey went for a swim.
Did
he was, yeah.
Oh, in the pool?
Yeah.
Yes, with lovely Tom.
Yeah.
Which is normally where you go for swims.
Yeah.
In pools.
In pools. Anyway, come on, Ben, get yourself...
Is your microphone working now? No. Come and sit here, then. Bring that one.
What is it you want to speak? Are we having an intervention?
We're a bit worried about Ben.
We've been well jet setters.
I've been to the Highlands, you've been to Chicago. And Ben, tell us where you've been, Ben.
Copenhagen.
And we should actually, for context, say that Ben, a few months ago, joined a running club.
Do you speak much German?
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 Where's Copenhagen?
It's in Denmark.
Oh, Denmark.
Which way they speak Danish?
William also had to ask me that downstairs.
Don't ruin things.
So. Oh, did you? Right, anyway.
No, I said how my little Swedish boy and then realised it's the wrong country.
Well, so Ben's joined a running club in Hackney.
Yes.
And we feel a bit bad because part of the reason... Can we say this? But I would recommend this, right? Part of the reason he's joined the running club is you don't really know anyone in the area.
Don't have any friends.
Don't say that. That makes us feel bad because we literally live about 40 minutes away from you, both of us.
Well, you're 40 minutes, I'm about
45. And I'm thinking, the last time we seen him outside of work was my birthday party.
Yeah, in February.
Sorry, Ben. Are you lonely?
I need to see Ben out of work.
No, I'm not lonely, but I think William knows I've been doing this run club since the start of the year.
Ooh, running friends, ooh.
And how long do you run for?
Well, on a Friday it's 5 kilometres, but it ends up being sort of like... 8, 9, because you've got to get there and then you've got to get back.
Right.
You have a little coffee afterwards.
Oh.
So that's off. That's why I was late when we did the Leicester Square thing, if you remember.
Yes, with our billboard.
With the billboard.
Thanks to Amazon Music.
And
ooh, running friends.
I decided that it's really nice talking to people in the mornings on the Friday and sometimes
but
on
you
Saturday.
Are not, as I have famously told you and rude the day, neither of you are morning people.
No. Yeah, exactly.
So are you sure you want to be talking to people in the morning?
Well, no, not really. No. So a couple of months ago, I decided people were talking about going to Copenhagen because some people who are fitter than me in the club were running the marathon.
Okay.
Not
the
fitter as in more attractive, more sort of physically fit.
No one's more attractive than you, obviously, Ben.
And so I decided, I had a free weekend and I sort of decided to treat myself and go out there on my own.
Yeah.
I mean, I have plenty of stories to share, and this isn't my podcast, so I can't share them all, but
no.
The overarching sort of theme of the weekend, I guess, and the outcome was that I was able to meet lots of new people or
aww.
Sort of cement relationships that maybe had started on a Friday morning.
In Hackney.
It was very much like a school trip.
Why did they go to Copenhagen? Why did you just run in?
Is it good for running?
There was the marathon.
Oh,
so you didn't do the marathon?
I didn't do the marathon. I was part of the cheer squad.
Did you get your pom-poms out?
It's cooler than it sounds.
It's cooler than it sounds, really?
There were like about 20 of us maybe in the run school, and some of them were very kind. I would start reading off names, but I literally met so many people.
Have you converted them to listeners?
I mentioned the podcast. I'm always a bit...
Are we cool enough for
Are you ashamed of us?
I'm not ashamed of you at
all. Your posh running friends might be offended by our podcast.
You know what is most embarrassing is my laugh, I think.
Your laugh?
Oh, yeah, your laugh's lovely. Everyone loves your laugh. All the comments are saying, Jordan's not even from Burnley, and I love your laugh. So...
And they're both... Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but like I know that we get a lot of letters from G and Divas who are sort of asking, oh, I'm moving to a new place.
Mm.
And I would say, like, it takes a long time. Like, I've started going in January and only now, it's May, and only after going on a big weekend do I feel like, oh, I'm like sort of in the group or in some of the group. It's a huge club.
So the moral is join a... It doesn't have to be a running club.
It doesn't have to be a running club, but something. Sort of, and then also, yeah. I guess, I would say, give it time. And actually, I don't think I'm always... I wouldn't consider myself a shy person, but I do... It does take a bit of effort to talk to new people, I think.
Mm. Yeah. Now, personally, I can't think of anything worse. But, no, seriously, and we've talked about this before... Moving away from your home to a big city can be... And when I first moved to London, I was really grateful.
Are you not originally from London?
No.
No.
I knew George and...
Preston.
George and Colin. I'm going to swing for you. Carry on. George and Big Col. Who were Burnley fans.
Yeah.
And then...
George G.
Yeah. George. And I also, to be fair, I joined a little Facebook group called Twitter London Clarets. So I met loads of Burnley fans in London and I used to go on the games with them and I still speak to them now.
Mm.
So it's kind of, and I didn't really know, and it was someone to travel to, so fair enough. I got a friend recently who's moved out and he goes to this dad's club on a Saturday morning with his kid.
Oh, right.
Okay. And I used to take the piss out of him and he's going, oh, I can't believe I'm that guy that goes to dad's club. Met loads of mates from it.
Well, there we go.
So there you go. Yeah. So it's good.
So really either join a running club or go on the game.
You know everyone, but you've got... When I moved to London, I was the same, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
And
I did move to London 2.5 years ago, but it's fine.
No, but you've had a dog in the process.
Yeah.
I have had a dog or
and
two.
And you're very happy with cats.
Is there
very
any,
happy with cats.
Is there anyone in the group that you like really want to be mates with, like the cool people?
I don't want to say names because then I might forget people, but I would just say... The people that I was with.
Give them a shout out.
I can't do all the names because then I'd have to remember them all as well. No, I'm joking. But, no, it was lovely. And if I picked out some people, I think it would be unfair.
Is there anyone in there that's really fucking annoying?
No, like genuinely.
Aww. There was a slight pause there, though.
Because I want to think about it and give an honest answer. And I would say the club it's called Your Friendly Runners. I'll say that.
Anyone wants to join Your Friendly Runners?
Yeah. No, because
a meet and greet with producer Ben.
Yeah.
You can join the cheer squad.
Yeah, just don't come up to me. No, I'm joking. they're all super
it's
friendly.
Good.
It's really
it's
lovely.
It's good you've done that. I didn't know you were lonely as well. I feel
I'm not lonely.
I didn't mean it like that, but I feel bad. Because obviously he's out more than Kat.
Yeah.
And I'm at a stage now where...
I'm going to get a date in to see you for dinner.
Yeah, we'll get a date in. But I've
Maybe
moved,
just the three of us.
I've moved to a new area of London. I don't know anyone and it's great.
Yeah.
Because I'm quite...
Introverted.
Not introverted. I like to recharge. So I shut my door at night.
Yeah.
Watch telly.
I'm the same. So he's out more than Kat, and I live with Kat.
I just have...
So I do spend a lot of time on my
own. I'm just very popular.
No, you just...
No, stay.
No, let him go. He's fine.
Okay, no
worries. Tell everyone at the running club we said hello.
Yes.
That's really sweet. And if you're listening, you've moved to a city, I'd definitely have a look at what your interests are.
Complete. Yeah,
we've talked about this before. My mate at this dad's club... It's called Dads and Kids Club or something like that.
Okay.
It loves it. It's made loads of mates there. Goes for beer with them and stuff.
Yeah, I think you have got to get out of your comfort zone. I mean, it's very scary trying to make new friends.
I wonder if there's an app for just making friends. Oh, it's an idea. I don't know. People just turn weird.
Know a lot of people that I know have made friends with people via apps, but not initially. They've become friends. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
So there's always that.
Thank you, Ben.
Thank you for that guest appearance.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're not getting paid more, though.
Is he getting posher?
Ben, Yeah, it's when he comes in sort of in 3 months' time saying he's joined the Chelsea running club.
I've joined the Chelsea running club. Anyway, shall we do...
William's etiquette etymology?
No, it's joke of the week.
No, it's not. It's etiquette etymology.
Oh, no, I've got a great joke of the week.
I've got a great etiquette etymology.
No, because this one was told from my 7-year-old nephew. It's really funny.
I have... You know Edward II?
Yeah.
Who we mentioned... was referenced in the letter from...
Edward II?
Yes, he was mentioned in Evan's letter a few weeks ago. Red hot poker up the bum.
You don't remember that? I thought he worked downstairs.
Yeah. Edward II?
Right. Is it definitely etiquette etymology? No, 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 no. I'll tell you my joke of the week next week.
Okay.
Wow, they'll really be coming back
around. Right.
Now listen.
Carry on.
You're on mic for 5 minutes and now look what happens.
And I'll email the running club and tell them that you're on a list or something so they buy you.
So you're a lonely loser.
So, I'll say, have you heard about him? I won't have him. Last time he was at running club, he got caught for sniffing everyone's boxers while they were in the changing rooms or something. I'll make something weird up like that.
Ben, yes. Oh, Ben's coming back.
There was actually, I'll share this moment. I don't know if this is like normal.
Just try and make it short.
Christ. Where have you come from? Get back in your box.
Okay, I was obviously just trying to be my usual charismatic, hilarious self.
When do we get to see that?
Yeah, good luck. And I was thinking on the Sunday, so I'd been there since Friday, on the Sunday afternoon, sitting in the sun by the water, just had a dive in, it was lovely, really lovely scene.
Got a picture.
And I had a moment to myself and I thought, wow, this has gone really well so far. But like, what could I do now that would like completely ruin it? Like, what
shout Wendy.
What could possibly go wrong that like I'd be that guy that would then be like, oh, do you remember that guy? And I thought to myself, God, imagine if I just shoved someone into the water.
No, you didn't, did
and
you?
And just like turned around like, ha, 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 ha. And then turned around and no one else laughed back. And yeah, I didn't do that.
And that's how you met Kevin.
And then that made then a good story the next day to tell people that I had that thought and then everyone was laughing with me.
Oh! Did they?
Yeah. There we go.
There you go.
I'll stay over here.
No. Yeah.
Jesus, never stops talking about that pissing running club. Christ.
We're guest stars in our own podcast this week.
I wish you never bloody asked it. Running club this, running club that, running club there. Have you met running club there? Christ, we get it. You're in a bloody running club. All right.
Right.
No wonder he's got no friends.
Ooh, running club friends.
We'll start again. Here's William's etiquette etymology.
It's William, the etiquette geek. His knowledge is quite unique. He'll give you manners, a subtle tweak. It's time for William's etiquette etymology of the week.
And this week, based on something that happened a fortnight ago, where Evan, in his letter, referenced Edward II getting a poker up his bottom, and that's how he died, and you were very keen to know more about that because you didn't know about that bit of history, I've researched that in great detail at Etiquette Towers, and I'll tell you more about how Edward II died, and did he really die by being impaled with a red-hot poker, after these messages.
Did they have pseudogram back in them days?
No.
Right. That would have been very painful.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, Gene Devers, thanks. Thanks for sticking with us. It's now time for William's Etymology of the Week.
So, as I mentioned, Edward II, who was king from 1307 to 1327, was said to have been murdered, as Evan referenced in that letter a few weeks ago, by the insertion of a red-hot poker up what in Old English was referred to as an ears gang, what we would now refer to as an anus. Now, I should just say, going forward, everyone, this might make everyone a little bit uncomfortable. Okay, so are you sitting comfortably?
I was.
So Edward II, he died at Berkeley Castle in Gloucestershire in September 1327.
Was this some kind of kink game?
Well, it takes a turn. Supposedly, he was held down on his bed and a red-hot poker was thrust into his anus and his screams apparently could be heard miles away.
I bet they bloody could. Yeah.
But is this true or is this a bit of a myth? Well, what we do know is that Edward II was one of the kings that had to abdicate. Okay, and he abdicated in favour of his son, Edward III. And at the time of the death in 27, it was just told that he just died of natural causes. That was that. It wasn't until about 20 or so years later that it started to become known that maybe actually there was a bit of foul play at hand and that his death was murdered, maybe by strangulation or suffocation. Now, various different chronicles, depending on which sort of thing you look at, might sort of just dispute what was inserted up his bottom. Some say it was a poker. Some say it was a spit for roasting meat. I mean, either way, you don't want either of them up there. Thank you very much. Some people say it was red hot. Others say it was cold. I think it doesn't really matter at that point because it's pretty painful. Bring tears to your eyes. Anyway, however, because Edward II was considered a weak king and he had friends with male acquaintances, because he was, to all extents and purposes, gay. Basically, the red hot poker thing actually probably wasn't true, but is in effect a sort of a slight slander or a slight aspersion on his sexual preferences, which of course is vindicative at the time and sort of typical of all the sort of gay slurs that a lot of gay people still have to go through. So probably Edward II not murdered by a red hot poker, but that's the myth. He was definitely murdered, but probably not like that.
Okay.
Not really etiquette. I just thought I'd tell you some more
history. Why was he murdered?
Because he was a weak king.
Did he also have him murdered?
Well, I don't know. I'll have to come back to you with that in a fortnight. But yeah, he was considered a weak king and he had close male friends.
If this all goes to pot, you'd be a good history teacher.
Thank you so much. I don't think they teach this bit in schools, though.
There'd be bloody protests and stuff about that, wouldn't there?
Yeah. But anyway, we'll do your joke of the week next week.
That's fine.
Which was it, Seb or Austin that told you this?
Seb.
Do you want to do it now?
No, I'll do it next week.
Okay. Fine. Lovely. Well, let's go to the listeners. Let's go to the listeners' questions.
Okay. First one, please, William Hanson.
Hey, Jordan, William, and PB. Hey. Finally, I have something to write about. Oh. My friend and I have known each other for almost 14 years and we have never really had a disagreement about anything. Up until now.
Ooh.
Please help as our friendship truly lies on this debate. Okay, no pressure.
Take the TV job. It'll all work out in the end.
I am your typical northern lass who loves a chocolate biscuit with a strong cup of tea. My friend, on the other hand, is a typical southern lass who says chocolate biscuits are for coffee only and plain biscuits are for tea only. This debate needs to be put to rest and I feel like you guys are the right people to finalise it. Robin.
Robin, if this is your argument, then...
I think the friendship's doomed.
Robin, in my eyes, it really doesn't matter what you like in your tea, whether it's a chocolate biscuit... A bit of shortbread from BA.
A half-open dark Reese's miniature cup.
It doesn't matter. My argument is anything. You can have anything sweet with tea or coffee.
I see what chocolate. They mean. Chocolate and tea maybe doesn't go.
Do you know what I had recently with a brew?
What?
Right. And I'll always be a Buena boy. You know I love my Buenas.
Yes.
Yeah. I had a crunchy.
Oh.
I've not had a crunchy for ages.
Oh, I do like a crunchy.
Oh, I've not had a crunchy for years. I forgot how good they are.
Mm.
Anyway, what's the etiquette?
I probably would agree with your friend, Robin. I would say something plainer for tea.
What? Does it matter?
No, it probably doesn't matter. It's personal preference. But either way, for whatever drink and whatever biscuit, you don't dunk it in your tea.
I disagree.
Coffee.
I completely disagree. It doesn't matter what you... If somebody wants a chocolate biscuit, an hobnob, a penguin, a club, a wagon wheel, give them whatever they want, whether it's tea or coffee. It really doesn't matter. I had Stan's Donuts in Chicago. I had a
okay.
donut with my coffee.
A donut with your coffee?
And dipped it in.
No, because then you get all sugary coffee.
Yeah, it's great.
No.
Honestly, Robin, don't fall out with your friend.
Yeah,
honest.
I would say that there are different things to fall out on, like, you know,
are you,
going back on contract negotiations and that sort of thing. That's probably a bigger sort of thing.
I've been known to dip my toast in my tea.
Oh, that's disgusting.
I've done that before.
You should be flogged.
Flogged?
Yeah. I tell you what, you should be Edward II.
Dip your toast in your tea. Just butter toast, though. It's got to be buttered toast. It's nice.
Oh, my God. That's horrific.
Also, tea and toast, you can't beat. Just a good cup
yeah, but
of
not,
tea and toast.
Not one inside the other.
Are we on about Edward II?
No, we're on about tea, the toast and the tea.
Tea and toast together. Brilliant. Right. Great supper if you're still hungry after your tea.
Do you want any, like, vegetables with that?
After your tea? So you've had your dinner.
Oh, I see.
Tea, and then you have a brew after, anyway.
This is from Kay. That's all they've put, the letter K. My brother-in-law-to-be and my son's uncle, no apostrophe, and godfather, was naked on his bed, legs in the air. Sorry, this goes straight in.
Excuse me, right.
Have I? Whoa. Oh, I'm so sorry, there's another page. Oh, wow, it's two pages, this.
Wow,
okay.
Right. Shit, I think spoiler alert, but wow.
Well, Jesus. We'll start here. We'll be longing for biscuit chat in a minute. Dear William, Jordan and producer Ben, firstly, let me start by telling you how much I love and value your podcast.
Oh, thank you.
I'm emailing in with an issue, though. I've been with my incredible partner for nearly 5 years now. We have a 13-month-old son together. I love her more than I ever knew possible. It's true what they say. You don't know what real love is until you find the one. My issue, however, is with her brother. Oh, good. He's a beautiful person inside and out, a brilliant uncle and godfather to our son, and a true friend who made me feel welcome from minute one. He's 25 and gay. I love the gay community and have countless brilliant nights out with my partner, her brother, and his fellow LGBTQ+ friends. Give me an 80s-themed gay bar over a lads-filled bar with the Stone Island Brigade any day of the week. I don't know what that is.
It's a thing.
Okay. Her brother has many, many times let it be known that I, a 6'4" bear, am very much his type. This has always been laughed off and forgotten about.
Where's this going?
However, just before Christmas, we all met out for a night out with family and friends. The brother, recently single, got himself into quite a state. I volunteered to accompany him in a taxi back to his flat to make sure he got home safely. After carrying him to his building, into the lift, and stumbling through his front door, he made a move. He lunged for me, trying to kiss me. I grabbed hold of him, forcibly keeping him away from me. I then opened his bedroom door, pushed him into the room, and told him I'd give him a few minutes and then return with a mop bucket and a glass of water, just in case he was ill in the night. Around 5 minutes later, I knocked on his door 2 or 3 times and entered the room. The sight that greeted me will not, however hard I try, leave my mind. Now we go on to page 2.
Right.
My brother-in-law-to-be and my son's uncle, no apostrophe,
right,
godfather...
Right, whoa, my brother-in-law-to-be and my son's uncle, right, okay.
And godfather was naked on his bed, legs in the air, with a surprisingly large black dildo in his left hand and his own erect penis in the other. The dildo had quite obviously been used. He shouted at me to join him. I dropped the glass and bucket and sprinted out of his door, down the stairs and out into the night air. It has not been mentioned since. 2 days later, he sat at my dining table, surrounded by our families, eating Christmas dinner. Presumably he enjoyed stuffing of a different kind. I haven't told my partner, I don't know why, but I feel the need to tell her as we do not keep secrets. What on earth do I do? Do I confront him? He hasn't mentioned anything or behaved any differently from how he normally would, so maybe he doesn't remember. I feel incredibly guilty for not telling my partner, but also feel that having left it in this long, it's only going to make her ask questions of me and why I didn't say anything sooner. I'll greatly appreciate any advice you may have. I listen to other people's issues and laugh at them when you read them out, whilst wondering how on earth they get themselves into these predicaments, and now I'm one of them. Best wishes, Kay.
Right, before you ask, I don't have a mop bucket.
Okay.
I was trying to do the same
you
joke.
You were trying to
couple,
do your dog butt plug joke. Yeah.
Okay. Right. Kay, I think you need to speak to your brother-in-law, first of all.
Yep.
And I think you need to say, now that the dust has settled, can we talk about a few weeks ago? I reckon he's probably so drunk that he didn't even know he was doing it.
So you need I don't know. I mean, I've never been that drunk that I can't remember what I'm doing. Have you?
Yeah. God, okay. Yeah. Yeah. I can't remember getting in. But...
The house.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. It's such a So my advice, okay, speak to your brother-in-law and say, where do you go from here? I feel like we need to tell your sister. However, I know you don't keep secrets from each other, but sometimes some things are best left unsaid.
Yeah.
However, he did make a pass at her, and I think, you need to speak to him and then say, I'm going to speak to your sister, and how do we best address this? How do we best sort it out? You probably should tell his partner.
Ignorance is bliss. So, yeah, I probably would go...
What's he playing at? Trying it on with his sister's other half as well.
Yeah, I would at least go to the culprit in this instance first and talk to them. I do agree with Jordan's advice. But you say, look, I'm going to talk to my sister about this tomorrow. Should we just have a chat about it beforehand?
Mm-hmm.
Type of thing.
He was very, very drunk. But that's
doesn't excuse that level of behaviour. There's obviously some... He's obviously lonely. Maybe. Should join a running club.
Yeah, join a running club. Go to Copenhagen. Be a big dildo. They'll be limping that marathon the next day. They're running it like John Wayne. Ben, what's happened to him? Oh, don't ask. Why is he running like that?
This next one is from James. Hello, William, Jordan and EKB.
Don't tell him about this podcast, Ben.
This one is from James. Hello, William, Jordan and EPB. I'm a recently converted G&Diva. I'm writing as I'm about to go on my first ever speed dating event, and I'm positively bricking it.
That's back in, isn't it?
Yeah. Can you please provide me any advice for tips for the event? What kinds of questions do I ask my prospective dates? Are there any no-go topics or red flags I should look out for? I await your wisdom with trepidation. Kind regards, James.
James, go with a couple of questions in hand, but other than that, just feel it out. I think you get, what is it, in speed dating? So the idea of speed dating, for anyone that doesn't know, is what they used to do in the old days before Tinder, like a pub would have, like a Tuesday night speed dating night.
Yeah.
And I think the ladies would be sat down.
Sitting
down at a table.
Yeah.
And then the gentleman or whoever would sit and you'd have a minute with them. And you always say first impressions count.
Yes.
So I just think of a couple of questions to go with, like, did you watch Succession? Did you watch it?
Or think about what's topical.
Favourites. I do that. Favourites is always good.
How does that work?
What's your favourite meal?
Right. What's your last supper type thing?
What's your favourite? Yeah. Just,
holiday destination.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
If you had all the money in the world, where would you go? That sort of thing.
Yeah.
You don't need to answer that.
Yeah. That, yeah, so always go over a few prepare. What would be your ideal date? That's a good one.
Should we role play this?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, who's who?
You be sat down.
Okay. I'll come in. Oh, gosh, he's acting. He's actually stood up.
Count us in, Ben. Tell us we've got a minute. Here we go.
3, 2, 1, go.
Hi, how
Hello.
Are you?
Hello.
Jordan.
Hello, I'm William.
William, remember the name. William, I am. So
I like your shacket.
Thank you. I like yours. Is that from Percival?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I thought so.
I've borrowed it off my husband, who doesn't know I'm on this speed date.
Oh, okay. Are you in like a... Are you open?
We are now.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I've decided just for this evening.
Would you like to be a bit more open later? How many fucking arse jokes can you do in one episode?
Where have you come from today?
I've come from London.
You come from London?
I'm not originally from there.
Oh, you're not?
No.
Stop.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought that was a nice Chelsea accent you had there.
No, it's not. No, no. What's your favourite tea?
Oh, my favourite tea? I like a Lapsang Souchong.
Oh, okay.
Yes, how about you?
I like a picky tea.
Oh, you meant food?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. I thought you meant to drink.
Right. No.
Oh. Well, good luck with the rest of
Lovely
your life.
Lovely to meet you.
Yes.
See you later. Have
Bye.
A good
day.
No chance. No chance. And you've got to avoid the weirdo over there. It's called William. Yeah.
I thought that went well.
Oh, positively. That's basically a marriage there.
There you go.
Yes. Keep it positive, focus on them. Hopefully you get longer than a minute, because I don't think you can do much in a minute. But just ask them questions, and ask them follow-up questions, the questions or the responses they give you, okay. Is what I'd say.
Right.
Final one, this is from an anonymous.
How many thingy jokes have we done in this podcast?
Quite a lot.
Quite a lot.
Hi, PB, William and Jordan. I'm having troubles with the in-laws, more specifically my mother-in-law. It seems that she is totally against all forms of food hygiene. This particular problem became more obvious after I organised to cook for her, my father-in-law and my husband. She said she would bring the steak as she didn't want us spending too much money and felt like contributing. On the day I prepared everything for the meal and I was just waiting on the steak, she proceeded to hand me a bag with the steaks in. However, upon inspection, they were 3 weeks out of date. I grabbed my husband and asked him to ask her if they had been frozen and she had defrosted them, which of course would have been fine. However, this was not the case. She said they would be absolutely fine and to stop whinging since she had no time for that. Me being me, I had predicted she would do this. My husband said I was being ridiculous in buying 2 fillet steaks the day before just in case, but hey, thank God I did. This is just one example of the kind of thing she does. I have OCD, and whilst I'm sure it would bother other people, it especially bothers me. I've told my husband I'll not be eating at their house again, since I cannot trust what we will be eating. Also, why would anyone be willing to take the risk? What would your advice be? How do I explain it to her? She's a hugely difficult person who simply will not agree with me. For her, it's almost cool to be so careless. Thanks in advance. Much love. Anonymous.
Now, Anonymous, I draw the line at 3-week-old steak. I'd do a week.
Okay.
I've talked about this before. Like, dates don't usually bother me.
Okay.
I had a yogurt last night. Yeah, it was 4 or 5 days out of date.
Ooh, how edgy.
Yeah, but a week I'd go. I always do believe in the sniff and smell test as well.
Okay.
Give it a sniff. If it smells all right, it'd be fine. But
also, a look.
Oh, yeah. 3 weeks out of date is...
Do you know what I would have done, Anonymous? Give her that steak. Give her one of the 3-week out of dates, and you two, and your presumably your father-in-law, can have the nice new ones.
Now, I'm no expert here or therapist, but it seems like this isn't just about the steak. This goes deeper than the steak.
Mm.
So how do you deal with difficult in-laws? You fight them at their own game. Next time you go around with mouldy sausages. You know, you do this and it turns into a bit of a game, and then in 20 years
no, because
you've got
that's
kids
childish.
And stuff like that, you're playing these games, and before you know it, you'll have a truce and she'll start to respect you and you'll be friends.
I think in this instance you just don't get your mother-in-law involved in any cooking going forward.
Yeah.
So just don't put yourself in that position. Don't stick your finger in that plug. But I would probably in this instance have given her one of her steaks and go, okay, that's fine. She can pay the consequences the next day, and you can have the other fillet steaks. And well done you for buying in some other steaks.
Just do a little passive aggressiveness. I'll start you off. Next time she comes round, have a big picture of her up on the fireplace.
On the fire? Well, yeah. Above the fire?
On the fireplace, above the fire. And she says, oh, you've got a picture of me above the fireplace. Just say, yeah, it keeps the kids away. Little Les Dawson joke. But the point is, little things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That kind of thing.
When the mother-in-law comes round, the mice throw themselves on the traps.
Yeah,
that sort of thing. Yeah, okay.
Thing. Mm-hmm. I was in town the other day and there was 3 people kicking my mother-in-law on the ground and someone said, aren't you going to help? And I said, no, 3 should be enough. You know, that kind of thing. But most people, that was a joke from like, anyway.
From a time when that sort of joke was considered funny.
Yeah, all right. Am I going to get cancelled?
No.
Am I?
No.
But most people, I do think, enjoy get on with their mother-in-law.
Oh, yeah. I think you find a way to make it work.
But just don't, yeah. Just do little, get little digs in and stuff.
But hopefully, Anonymous, your partner is on your side. Mm. I think it becomes difficult when the partner can't see the behaviour of the mother-in-law, and you should. And I say this, unless your partner is categorically in the wrong, maybe legally or morally, you need to give the benefit of the doubt to your partner, because relationships change. You are no longer parent. You are always going to be parent and son or daughter, but actually the person you're in a relationship with is sort of, particularly if you know that they're the one, and especially if you're married, you have to take their side, because you are a team. You're not in a relationship with your mother-in-law or mother.
As always, remember you can listen every Tuesday and Friday, and you can watch us on YouTube every Sunday. Every Sunday, watch us on YouTube and share us on your socials all week. Are you having your little Reese's
piece? I am going to have a Reese's piece now.
You can send your tales of trepidation to help@sexandmyboss.com. You can tweet us a message on Instagram @sexandmyboss, or you can write to William. He promises I haven't written reply in his own letter paper. The address is on the website, sexandmyboss.com. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
What are you gobbling on?
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.